Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Beth Seawald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. She's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce, and we are here with the president and CEO of the aforementioned Las Vegas Metro Chamber, Mary Beth Seawald. Pleasure to have you on back on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
So you just got back from visiting from one of my favorite people, Mayor Goodman. Can you share with us what you discussed?
I can. You know, Mayor Goodman is so wonderful. She's been a great mayor, and she also serves with me on the board of the LVCVA. We talked a lot about the chamber's new international efforts, and the city has a lot of international efforts as well. And so we're talking about how we can collaborate so that when these companies come from other countries, that they're able to have a great experience here, to experience our hospitality, and the chamber really can help them with their business.
Okay, so in terms of this, you're talking about bringing businesses here, not just tourists.
Correct.
Okay, so what kind of inquiries have you had so far?
Well, we have delegates. We have all kinds of companies from other countries that are working with GoEd, for example, or LVGEA. And when they come to Las Vegas or Southern Nevada to look at the area, they need that infrastructure and support, and the chamber's here to provide that.
Any particular industry that's looking at the area as a place to come? Because both for Northern and Southern Nevada, a lot of businesses from California are looking at us going, well, our tax base is so much better, the living conditions are so much better, government regulation is so much better. What are you seeing in terms of the international market?
The interest from the international market centers around AI, artificial intelligence. A lot of technology companies are very interested in Southern Nevada, UAVs. And so that happens to be a strength of the chamber because we have so many connections here in Southern Nevada and the entire state being a designated UAV test site. So we're uniquely positioned to help them.
As you know, because you watch all of this stuff, Reno has been one of the testing areas in an urban area for UAVs that are not line of sight, which is kind of a first in an actual city. This is getting to be a very exciting time for Nevada, and also just watching this industry blossom.
It is, and you're exactly right. With the industry blossoming, the mayor and I were talking about that just a few minutes ago, because the economy here is so good, and it's so business friendly. And I think we were kind of terming Las Vegas as sort of a sleeping giant, because there are a lot of things happening that people don't really know about. So it's a very exciting time.
Well, and as you say sleeping giant. Just driving around downtown today, it was interesting to see just how much building is going on. You've got the D building circa 777 rooms, the second tower for the downtown property. I mean, it's just constant down here now. And even right outside your front door, what is a hotel that's going up across the way here?
Yeah, we have a lot of properties coming up right here in our backyard. We are thrilled to have the Nevada Museum of Art as a new chamber member, and they're going to be building a new facility here. So that's helping both the large businesses and the small businesses that are members of the chamber. And so I think it's a good time for business here in the entire state.
I would totally agree. And I think that having all of us live through the recession, that this is such a breath of fresh air, that everybody is as busy as they want to be.
It is. And, you know, the economy is booming. Real estate is booming, both in the North and the South. And our members are telling us that they are feeling very confident and that their business is up. So we think that bodes well for the next few years at least.
I talked to an old friend of yours, Norm DeAnda, the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Who's one of the great construction magnates in Northern Nevada. And I said, it seems to me that that we're in a 20-year plus boom. And he nodded his head, which was great to see, because Norm is not somebody that will kid you. If he says that he thinks this is 20 years plus, he's seen it before.
That's good to know. If Norm said it, I'll take it to the bank.
Exactly. Let's talk about your partnership with the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance, because this is new and something is very exciting.
It is. You know, Sam, we are so excited. Jonas Peterson at the LVGEA has been great to work with. And we got together and we said, you know, the two largest economic development and business organizations in the state should really collaborate more and should work together and should combine our resources so that we have more of a united effort. So the Chamber and the LVGEA are joining forces in an unprecedented partnership, and we're taking a group of delegates to Washington, D.C. for the Chamber's annual fly-in in September. So we're really excited about that, and we think that it will really allow us to have a more united voice there.
For people that don't know what the fly-in is, this has really turned into a huge event over the last 4 or 5 years now. Could you share for people that don't know what exactly this is and what it accomplishes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for many years, Sam, the Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce has been the de facto state chamber, and we take the largest group in the state to Washington, D.C. for the fly-in. We have more than 100 folks who go with us. And the Nevada delegation said to us, hey, we love the fact that you come to see us in Washington, D.C. It would be great if you could partner together and really have a stronger voice. And we go and we meet with the Nevada delegation. We meet with think tanks. We have a lot of policy discussions and briefings. We talk about federal issues that really affect the entire state, like I-11, Yucca Mountain, I-15, and things like that. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for us to get to go and for our members to get to go and have an opportunity to speak to our members and different legislators who they normally would never have a chance to speak with.
What do you think is the biggest misconception people in D.C. have about Nevada?
The biggest, that we all live in casinos. We don't have any churches, we don't have any grocery stores, we all live in casinos.
You know, it's funny, Marla Letizia, who has been a celebrity in this town for many, many years, when she was going to school, this is back in the late 70s, early 80s, mid 70s, she would tell me that, you know, people just don't understand Las Vegas. We have synagogues, we have churches. It's a real community, and it really is, which is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love living here. I've lived in the entire state of between Reno and Vegas, the North and the South, for almost 30 years, and I just love it here.
Let's talk about your role with the Convention Authority. You sit on the board there. And I know that my wife will be very interested to hear about Elon Musk and the Boring Company. They're going to put in tunnels in the convention center expansion to be able to move people around. Tell us what this is, how it came about, and why it's an untested deal at this point, why the Convention Authority went for it.
Well, you know, Sam, it's very exciting for business here in Southern Nevada. And the Convention Authority was very interested in providing a new means of transportation that would be economically feasible, that would be clean, that would be safe. And so we really wanted to make a concerted effort to start with the convention center and the authority there, because we're expanding the building, and people movers are needed. And so eventually what we are hoping is that we can expand this through Elon Musk's company. And I recently met with the folks at the Boring Company, and I think I asked them every question under the sun. And Well, one of my questions, of course, you ask things like, you know, fuel efficiency, safety, what does the vehicle look like and how user friendly will it be? But I was also curious about, the natural disasters. Could it flood, or is it a target for tourism and things like that, or earthquakes? We have earthquakes here, and they had an answer for every question, and they had research to back it up. So we're very excited, not only at the LVCVA, but here at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
And there's talk, in the press at least, about the if this works well, that this could be expanded, for example, to the airport.
Oh, absolutely. That is definitely something being discussed between the airport and many of the properties in on the strip here. So, you know, there are a lot of people who have transportation issues. We work with RTC as well, and they provide a lot of great transportation options. But I think another one, the more options we can offer for folks and with the safety issues and so forth, I think the better off we'll be.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Beth Sewell when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Sewald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. So going back to your role with the Convention Authority, the expansion is underway. For folks that have just heard the numbers, it's a $1.2 billion expansion. What's it really going to mean for Las Vegas and for the Convention Authority and for Nevada in general?
Well, we're really excited about this expansion. The numbers kind of speak for themselves, and we are looking to be on time and on budget. Truly, Sam, what this means for Southern Nevada and the entire state is more economic development, more tourism. And tourism, as you know, is the lifeblood of the entire state. And we're working to diversify, but tourism and convention space and so forth, and that will really put us on the map in terms of our global resources as well.
It's interesting because diversification in Northern Nevada has been amazing. But despite what some in the newspaper industry think, tourism is still a major factor in Northern Nevada. That's never going to change in Southern Nevada. That's always going to be the major economic driver, but there's so much opportunity for other businesses to be here.
Well, there absolutely are many opportunities. We talked about some of the emerging and new industries coming up here in Southern Nevada and in the entire state, technology sectors, artificial intelligence, AI, and so forth. So there's so much opportunity for these new emerging industries. And that's the beauty of it, because we can still have our tourism and our convention industry that's thriving here, and it's going to get even better with the new convention expansion. But now we're able to attract these other industries that I think are just going to bolster the economy here that much more.
So when you talk about artificial intelligence, is there any business concepts that you can share with us of companies that are looking?
Well, I think some of the some of them are very new, and they ask us, actually, we sign non-disclosure. So we have to be very careful about what we talk about, but it's very exciting, I think, what's on the horizon for some of these companies. And they're all very interested in joining the chamber because we can connect them with the other organizations that they need to get in contact with.
I'm just scared that my refrigerator is going to know too much about my lifestyle.
Could be. That's
the artificial intelligence I'm worried about.
Yes, and your car too.
Yes, to say the least. The Raiders Stadium, it's incredible. Every time I come down, it's growing that much more. It's getting very exciting to watch this. What's the impact going to be beyond the obvious for the stadium itself, but beyond that for the business community?
You know, I just met with Mark Shearer of the Raiders yesterday, and he's so excited about the impact that the Raiders, the stadium, and that everything is going to have. But he also talked about the community impact. Much like we saw with the Vegas Golden Knights after 1 October, Mark and the Raiders feel like they are going to add such an element to the fabric of our community. And so that, to me, was exciting on a personal level. The economy and what it means for business here in the entire state, not only Southern Nevada, but the entire state, I think it's just so exciting. And we're looking forward to having the team here and all of the things that they're looking to bring to this community on a personal level, I think is the most exciting thing.
Well, you know, the other thing that is exciting to me is that beyond just the games, I mean, obviously, the Raiders will play, UNLV will play, but that stadium is going to be available for so many more things. I'm thinking international soccer tournaments, I'm thinking concerts that are so big that, you know, you need 65,000 seats to accommodate them. Did you guys have a chance to discuss any of that?
A little bit, yes. Mark was very excited about the other opportunities for the use of that stadium, and he said that they're exploring just some of those very things that you discussed, and I think that's another exciting part about the stadium. It's not just going to be singularly focused. It'll have a wide variety of uses, and that will help us even more.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Seawald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. So, I think it's 3 years ago now, perhaps four, when Harry Reid was still in Congress and he addressed the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. And he said, and there was about 40 to 50 members of the chamber there, that the most important issue for the chamber was to secure the water from eastern Nevada to bring it down to Las Vegas. It was much more important to be flushing toilets on the strip in the casinos with that water than watering alfalfa in eastern Nevada. Is that an issue that is a big topic these days for the chamber?
Well, certainly, Sam. Senator Reid was right in that water is a very important issue for the entire state, especially southern Nevada. But, you know, we've been focusing on things like our federal priorities have been Yucca Mountain, I-11, and things like that. You know, Yucca Mountain, our members are very concerned about Yucca. And they're very adamant, for the most part, that they really do not want Yucca Mountain here. And so we've been engaging with the Nevada delegation and working very hard to keep Yucca out of our backyard. And so we've been very, very successful on that front. So currently there's not a vehicle in Washington, D.C. to move Yucca. So we're hoping to be able to keep it that way.
And, you know, over the years there have been discussions about different routes to be able to bring nuclear waste to Yucca, but it seems that Las Vegas has been the only one that's been talked about in the last couple of years.
Yes, we are the only ones who've really been talked about. And there are other states, though, that who have said we would be interested in having Yucca for, you know, in their states. And so I've reached out to some of the other states to see who still really is interested.
And are there any takers?
There are a couple who are talking to their delegations. I've talked to chambers for the most part. So one of the things that the chamber could take a leading role is to find an alternate location for with a state that who would want to take the nuclear waste.
We would like to be the first place you come when you talk about which ones you want to reveal the names of.
I'll do your show right after mine.
Oh, deal. Let's talk about a couple of things that occurred at the legislature. Did you feel this was a good, bad, indifferent session for business, especially because I know that you specialize in small business?
We do. At the Las Vegas Chamber, we represent all business, small, medium, and large. But this session was particularly different, Sam. And I'll tell you the one thing that we found to be the unique element of this session this year was the non-governmental organizations, and we call them the NGOs. They were there lobbying on behalf of a lot of social issues that really impacted the outcome of in the course of some of these bills. And it was a real challenge for us and a lot of the other stakeholders who were there lobbying on behalf of employees, employers. But I think overall the chamber was really instrumental in making a lot of great headway in improving bills that would have been absolutely detrimental to business in Nevada.
And I've heard that from several lobbyists was that they couldn't stop the train, but at least they could have a discussion and make it so that the impact wasn't great. And I would figure that the $12 minimum wage instead of a $15 minimum wage was one of those issues.
Absolutely. The chamber was instrumental, as were the other associations, retail, gaming, mining. The chamber worked very closely with them, and I have to give them a lot of credit. Speaker Frierson was wonderful to work with, Leader Canizzaro. We met with Speaker Frierson about every week. And, you know, I got to say, too, the governor was great to work with. He was very willing to listen to all sides of an issue. And I have to say, we were, compared to the way the legislative session started, I think we came out with a win-win for everybody.
And it was just such a crazy session. I mean, from the leader stepping down at the very beginning, the death of Tyrone Thompson. I mean, there were so many things along the way. Mike Sprinkle resigning. I mean, the way the legislature looked halfway through was a lot different from the way it started.
You know, the nature of the session, it was just actually kind of bizarre on several levels. And some of the bills that came up were just kind of blew our mind, to
For
be
example.
Honest with you. The kiosk bill, I think that was one that we luckily it went away. So there were just a few that we thought, you know, and a lot of bills that were national in scope or quite frankly, originated in California, but were really not applicable to Nevada at all. And so one of our messages was, you know, this is not applicable here. This has never been a problem here. So we don't need this bill. So the chamber was instrumental in shaping legislation that I think will last the state for quite a while.
Yeah, I did find it very interesting in talking to a lot of lobbyists throughout the session, but especially towards the end, of how much of a national agenda was trying to be imposed on Nevada, and things that just really didn't fit here.
Right.
But fit into the national plan, and that made no sense here. So, you know, I think we were lucky that we were able to escape a lot of that. How would you rate the governor on the session, his first session?
You know, I thought from a chamber standpoint, he was very business friendly. He was very willing to listen. I would give him extremely high marks. I just went to the bill signing with him on Friday where he signed SB 543, which was the K-12 funding plan that updated the Nevada plan, which was 52 years old. And so we were very, very happy to have his support on that. And we feel like that will go a long way toward really correcting the age-old plan that we had for 52 years.
I was a little disappointed to hear the news about the high-speed train that goes to Victorville, that's been put on hold because there was funding support that was going to come from the legislature that just didn't materialize. And it wasn't actual cash, but enabling legislation that would have helped them raise money. And I think that's rather disappointing that high-speed rail from Nevada is again put on hold.
Yeah, I know. You know, Sam, that's something that the state has been looking at for a long time, high-speed rail. You would think that that would be something that would help business and be more of a priority. But there were a lot of other things. You know how it is at the legislature.
Right.
Other things come into play.
So. And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for hosting us. We really appreciate
You're
it.
You're quite welcome. Anytime.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber for hosting us. And always, you can catch all of our shows at NevadaNewsmakers.com and on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.